Environment Matters, sponsored by Wuka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wuka.co.uk and join the revolution.
And welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Coming up later, this week we're going down to the water to find out about this year's Heron Watch and why the River Vair needs our help now in particular. But first, if you were concerned to hear a few weeks ago that Ellenbrook Fields is due to be dug up for gravel extraction in spite of its value for local wildlife and the fact that Land Company Arlington promised to keep this area open and free to use for residents and visitors to the area, then you might like to sign Ellenbrook Area Residents Association's petition to Herts County Council entitled Save the St Albans and Hatfield Country Park at Ellenbrook Fields. I'll repeat that for you. That's Save the St Albans and Hatfield Country Park at Ellenbrook Fields. Now, they say it will take you a moment as you'll need to register on the Herts County Council website before signing, but they would very much appreciate that small effort. Now, the association collected over 1,000 signatures on the petition that they ran initially, but they've been told that signatories must sign on an official Herts County Council petition for them to count. So even if you think you've signed already, then please do just take a moment to do that again on the Herts County Council website. They'd be very grateful. So now, Verulamium Park is one of the loveliest things about St Albans, and each year St Albans RSPB run Heron Watch, a scheme to enable us all to watch the herons nesting on the islands in Verulamium Park as the spring unfolds. I spoke to Dan Fletcher from St Albans RSPB to find out more. Dan, thank you very much indeed for joining me. Yeah, so some of the biggest and most spectacular birds that we have around St Albans are the herons.
They are, yes.
And they've got that fantastic heronry on the island down in Verulamium Park. Mm. How are they getting on there?
Well, they're starting to come back and starting to breed. There's been a few of the nests are occupied already with herons sitting on them. Maybe not quite as many as last year, so we're not completely sure why that is. But last year there were a number of late breeders as well, so we're hopeful that that the numbers will build up over the season.
Do the numbers stay generally steady, or are we seeing an increase or decline generally?
The last few years we've seen pretty steady numbers, around about between 7 to 9 nests on the island. So I'm hopeful that we will get back up to that again, but you can never tell exactly from one year to the next how things are working out.
Fingers crossed then. Now, of course, herons aren't the only birds that nest on the island there. Tell us about some of the others.
The herons have another sort of relative in the heron family, the little egret, which people will maybe spot. It's a very white bird, smaller than a heron, but similar shape to the heron. And little egrets have been nesting on the island for the last 3 years now, and growing from just one nest to I think there were three last year.
Okay.
So that's a newish bird to the area, possibly brought about by climate change and birds moving further north.
Yeah. But rather lovely to see, though.
But very nice to see, yes.
Yes. And one of those egrets has turned out to be a bit of a traveller.
Well,
hasn't
it has, yes. It's started to take its sort of winter sun holiday. What we do is a colleague, Barry Trevis, rings the chick egrets each year and puts colour rings on their legs so that they can be spotted when they fly away from the nest. And then people, if they see them, they send those sightings in. And one of the egrets that was a chick last year was actually seen in November on the Azores. It had flown all the way to the middle of the Atlantic from St Albans, which is quite remarkable.
Is that a surprise? I mean, do we think they do that sort of thing? Well, I mean, I'm surprised that it's done that.
Some of the egrets have flown as far as South Wales, so they do travel. But yes. To go all the way into the middle of the Atlantic is surprising. It is unusual, and it's a great piece of citizen science from ringing that bird and then having somebody spot it and send the results.
It really shows
back.
The value, actually, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and also demonstrates to us yet again how impressive birds are once we discover things about them, doesn't it?
Yes. Birds are amazing. There's always something new to learn.
Yes. Now, St Albans RSPB will be there in Verulamium Park with a telescope trained on the heronry from the 23rd of March to the 12th of May.
That's right, yes.
At the weekends and bank holidays. Why do you bother to go to such, this great extent of doing this every year? What is it about the herons?
Well, I think it's their close proximity to just general park visitors that is quite unusual. It is one of the closest, or possibly the closest, heronry to a city centre anywhere in the UK, and it is very, very easy for people to see them. You don't actually need the telescopes to see the herons on the nest, but the telescopes help to just give you a much, much clearer sight of what's going on there.
Yes.
And we use this as an opportunity to show park visitors the nature on their doorstep, and they're quite often amazed, surprised, delighted by what they see.
Yeah, I suppose it's quite a privileged view into the sort of family life and the goings on of these amazing birds, isn't it?
It is, and they are fascinating creatures, and we get a number of people who come down each year and say, oh, we're glad that you're here. We've come down especially for the heron watch to have a look and see how the herons are doing this year. So,
which is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, of course, you'd love us to come and take a look at these fantastic birds, but you want our help in another way as well. How can we help?
Well, We have a number of volunteers who are very reliable and help man the heron watch from 11 o'clock through to 3 o'clock on weekends and bank holidays. We do it in two shifts, 11 till 1 and 1 till 3. But we're always on the lookout for more volunteers who might be able to help us just to show visitors the telescopes and talk a little bit about what's going on and what we're doing. You don't need to be a bird expert to do that. We have a whole range of ability, knowledge on the group of volunteers. But it's just helpful to have at least three people on the heron watch for every of those two-hour slots. And
yeah.
So we're looking for more people to help. If you can give up a morning or an afternoon. And it's great just standing by the lake and watching the wildlife go by.
Yeah. So I suppose quite a lovely place to be. And if you're just interested in chatting to the public and, sharing
yes.
the wonders of nature with them, this could be the thing for you.
Exactly, yeah. And as I say, there'll always be somebody on there who knows a little bit more about the herons and can answer any tricky questions which come up. So, it's just people who are interested in nature and happy to share that with the public who are walking by.
Okay. And if people are interested to find out a little bit more or to volunteer, they just go to the RSPB St Albans local group website, which is quite easy to find.
It is. If you Google RSPB St Albans, you'll find our local website, and there's an article on Heron Watcher on the front page there. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm quite looking forward to getting down there to have a peek at the herons.
No, that would be great. Yeah.
Dan, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
You're welcome.
And I was talking there to Dan Fletcher of St Albans RSPB. Oh my word, doesn't that little egret flying all the way out there into the middle of the Atlantic sound absolutely fantastic? I just love hearing about things like that. Anyway, of course, the herons living in the middle of the lake at Verulamium, they need the River Vare. And the River Vare, just at this moment, needs us in particular. I spoke to John Pritchard of the Vare Valley Society to find out more. John, thank you for joining me. So the grass outside, I don't know, it seems pretty soggy and there's plenty of mud out there. Feels quite normal rain-wise for this time of year, is it?
Yes, very good. Since we talked about this interview about 3 weeks ago, it hasn't stopped raining. So that's got to be a good thing. But in general, we need rain in the winter because that percolates through the chalk, which the top half of the Vare Valley is mostly chalk, percolates through the chalk and gets into the groundwater, which feeds the springs, which feeds the River Vare. So looking at winter rainfall is probably more important, most important. December was good after almost 9 months of below average, well below average. December was 100%. January was a dry month, 50% of the long-term average rainfall. February, 80%. And March will be probably over 100%. So although the aquifers, the groundwater, are lower than they've been for several years, they're marginally on the up at the moment. So it very much depends what happens over the next few weeks as to whether we have a river and drinking water in abundance in the summer, or more likely that we'll be in a bit of a drought.
OK, so it's all hanging in the balance for the Vare at the moment?
Most definitely in the balance for 2019.
OK, and our drinking water, it comes from the same groundwater, so that's water deep down in the chalk that the River Vare comes from, is that right?
Absolutely. Affinity Water, our local water company, about 65% of the water that they supply comes from groundwater sources, which is mostly chalk aquifer in our region.
Yeah, yeah. So our drinking water is all bound up with the water levels right down there, just the same as the water levels for the river are as well.
Most definitely, most definitely.
Okay, so it's certainly not plain sailing for the river, the sort of outlook from here. And so your message to us, as far as that goes, should we be thinking about our water use now? Is it
most definitely now is as good a time as any to be thinking about water use. So doing what you can to fill up the water butts for the garden for the summer.
Yep.
Taking a 4-minute shower rather than a longer one. Those are the sorts of tips that one should be looking to to undertake.
Well, bearing it in mind, and just remind us, how rare are chalk streams? How many are there in the world?
Well, there are just over 200 in the world, of which 185 or something like that are in England. So there are Amazon forests, really. There are unique... environment.
Yes.
And we have a sort of a duty to protect them, I think, more than anything else.
Yes, and we would be concerned if people... Well, we are concerned that people are burning down rainforest, and yet, by our use of water, our overuse of water, actually we're endangering something that is even rarer. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. In the southeast, at the moment, the Ver's between a third and a half dry at the top end, so... Up from Mark Yates and beyond, right down to Redbourne, there is no water. And it's a very similar story on the Gade, which flows into Hemel Hempstead, over on the Chess at Chesham. The other way, it'll be the same on the Bean and so on. In Hertfordshire generally, all our chalk streams are missing a good chunk of their top half or top third.
Okay, so we can all do our bit to help these very rare chalk stream rivers just by cutting back on our water use. Now, you've already mentioned Affinity Water. They've got a consultation which is open until the 26th of April. What are they consulting about?
Well, they're consulting on their water resources management plan. So how much water they take, how they use it and where it comes from, particularly over the next 5 years from 2020 to 2025, but also the long-term plans going through to 2080.
Right. And you've made representations to them, have you?
We've met them on several occasions. This is their second or third draft. So they've been amending it, changing it, and making improvements to it over the last 12 months or more.
Right, OK. So as far as you're concerned, are there still developments that should be made? Would you like us to respond and ask them for any changes in particular?
Yeah, definitely would be good for people to be involved and show that they care about water and they care about the River Ver, they care about the Chilterns in general. So, yes, we'll be putting up tips on our website and giving you a link to the Affinity consultation. That's riverver.co.uk. Within the next week, we'll have some tips up there, which will give people plenty of time to respond. There's a simple questionnaire which Affinity ask, and you can also send in additional questions and suggestions to them.
Right. OK, so that's very easy. Just go to the River Ver website. All the links that you need are there. And in the meantime, cut back on that water use and let's protect our chalk streams. And fingers crossed, I know this won't be popular with everybody, but fingers crossed for some decent rain between now and the beginning of the summer. John, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you.
And if you are concerned about the health of our rivers and seas, then you'll be interested to know that plastic-free St Albans are getting together with sustainable St Albans to show the Australian film Rubber Jellyfish at the Inn on the Park next Thursday, the 28th of March, starting at 7:30. Now, the film shows why balloons are a particular threat to sea creatures and what we should be doing about it. Now, the Inn on the Park are putting on a delicious menu of special food that will be available, and there'll be a discussion afterwards. So it does promise to be a good evening. So for more details and to book your ticket, you will need to book it. Go to the Plastic Free St Albans Facebook page or the Sustainable St Albans website. So that's the film Rubber Jellyfish, and that's next Thursday, the 28th of March. Now, the film coincides with Plastic Free St Albans Don't Let Go campaign, in which they're petitioning Herts County Council, asking them to ban balloon releases on their land. And now, just as with the Ellenbrook petition, again, it will take you a few moments because of this registering thing, but very worthwhile. Now, if you didn't hear me talking to Emma Tyres of Plastic Free St Albans about this, then do go to radioverulam.com /podcast, where you will find that podcast along with so many other podcasts from Environment Matters and, of course, the other shows on 92.6 FM Radio Verulam as well. And a big thank you to Peter Lindemann from St. Michael's and St. Mary's Parishes for getting in touch to invite me along to one of the services that they had at St. Mary's Childwickbury, in which Peter urged all the people in the congregation to aim for a plastic-free lifestyle. Great to see a church taking action on this important area, and he gave lots of tips to the congregation on different ways of cutting down plastic, explained to them why this was part of their Christian belief, and gave them lots of encouragement about why this was a good thing to do. And I know that they've got another initiative coming up for the Festival of Sustainability, which is of course in May. So thank you very much for Peter for that invitation. Do follow me on Twitter at @RV_environment. Please do like the Environment Matters Facebook page, or like Peter. You could email me at amanda@radioverulam.com if you've got a comment, something you'd like to tell us about, or any ideas for the show. Now, I'm going to be back at the same time next week when Louise and Helen from Plop 31 will be spilling the dirty secrets on our Mother's Day bouquet, and Dan Fletcher will be back again to tell us how we can be helping birds in our gardens during the spring. Until then, thank you for listening.
Environment Matters, sponsored by Wooka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wooka.co.uk and join the revolution.